Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey there, awesome humans. This is Avery Hart, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. And welcome back to Daily Detachment. How Stoics Stay Unbothered. Now, before we dive into today's juicy topic, let me ask you something. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a hamster wheel? Like there are just not enough hours in the day to squeeze in everything you need to do, everything you want to do, and, you know, actually take care of yourself? We live in a world that glorifies busyness, right? It's almost like having a full schedule is a badge of honor. But guess what? That's a recipe for burnout, my friends. And that's where self-care comes in. It's not just about bubble baths and face masks. Although those are awesome, it's about intentionally creating space to recharge, refuel, and come back stronger. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways on why self-care is non-negotiable, especially in today's fast-paced world. First up, self-care is a superpower, not a luxury. Think of it like this: you wouldn't expect your phone to run perfectly if you never charged it, right? Same goes for us humans. We need regular doses of self-care to keep our batteries topped up and functioning at their best. Next up, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. You know that feeling when you're constantly putting everyone else's needs before your own, and then you crash and burn? Yeah, not fun. Self-care allows you to show up as your best self for others because a drained you is no good for anyone. Thirdly, self-care isn't one size fits all. What works for your bestie might be a total snooze fest for you, and vice versa. Experiment with different things until you find what truly nourishes your soul. Maybe it's hitting the gym, spending time in nature, journaling your thoughts, or indulging in a good book. The key is to listen to your body and mind and give them what they crave. Speaking of listening, remember this: your needs are valid. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. You deserve to feel good, both mentally and physically. Finally, make self-care a non-negotiable part of your routine. Just like brushing your teeth or showering, schedule it in. It doesn't have to be a huge chunk of time. Even 15 minutes of dedicated me time can make a world of difference. Think of it as an investment. Investing in yourself is the best way to ensure you're showing up fully and feeling your absolute best. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You've had one of those days where everything seems to be going wrong. Traffic was a nightmare, that presentation didn't go as planned, and you spilled coffee all over yourself, classic. You're stressed, frustrated, and feeling completely drained. But instead of letting the day get the best of you, you remember that self-care is your superpower. So, what do? You put on some calming music, light a scented candle, and spend 30 minutes reading a good book. You take a hot bath with essential oils or go for a walk in nature. Whatever brings you peace and joy, that's what you choose. And guess what? By the end of that self-care ritual, you feel like a new person. The stress melts away, your energy levels boost, and you're ready to tackle the rest of your day with renewed enthusiasm. See, self-care isn't about being pampered. It's about consciously choosing to prioritize your well-being. It's about recognizing that taking care of yourself is not a luxury, it's an essential ingredient for a happy, fulfilling life. So, my amazing listeners, what are you waiting for? Go out there and show yourself some love. Treat yourself to that massage you've been craving, spend time doing something you truly enjoy, or simply take a few deep breaths and appreciate the beauty around you. Remember, a little self-care goes a long way in making a big difference in your overall well-being. If this episode resonated with you, hit that subscribe button, leave us a review, and share it with your friends. And don't forget to join me tomorrow for another dose of Daily Detachment, where we explore the powerful world of Stoicism and learn how to stay unbothered in a world that constantly tries to get under our skin. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes.
If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.